This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. It was a contentious hearing in the House Judiciary Committee on Friday, but Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker said he has not interfered in any way in the special counsel's Russia investigation. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani has details from the White House.
Whitaker says the probe's been allowed to continue without any meddling.
We have followed the special counsel's regulations to a T.
And that he has not spoken about it with President Trump. When Democrat Steve Cohen asked if he agrees with the president's characterization of the probe,
"Are you overseeing a witch hunt?"
Whitaker passed.
"It would be inappropriate for me to talk about an ongoing investigation."
The hearing was deeply personal, with Democrat Hakeem Jeffries questioning Whitaker's fitness for the job as a Trump loyalist.
"Who are you? Where did you come from? And how the heck did you become the head of the Department of Justice?"
And a Republican ranking member, Doug Collins, blasting the hearing as political theater.
"Dog and pony show. Let's get it out."
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
President Donald Trump went to the doctor for his annual checkup on Friday. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, the president is in good health, but could lose some weight and get more exercise.
The numbers for the 72-year-old president: height 6'3", weight 239, body mass index 29.9, which puts him in a category as overweight for his height and close to being considered obese. His doctor says the president is in excellent health, but he could lose about 10 to 15 pounds. The big question is, will he listen to the doctor? The recommendations are a shift to a low-fat, low-carb diet and a more defined exercise routine. The president doesn't smoke or drink, but he loves fast food. For exercise, he likes to play golf and says he gets in plenty of walking around the White House. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News. Venezuela's opposition leader and self-declared President Juan Guaido called those who were not allowing aid into his country miserable Friday and added that he would see to opening up access if he needed to. Guaido, who is recognized by dozens of countries as Venezuela's legitimate leader, warned military officers against blocking the arrival of aid amid spiraling disease and malnutrition.
"Para que si se atreven."
He said, so if they dare to continue blocking roads, to continue obstructing the lives of Venezuelans, then all these volunteers will go to open the humanitarian channel at the time. Meanwhile, embattled President Nicolas Maduro said the United States should distribute the humanitarian aid to poor people in Colombia, where it is currently waiting to cross the border. He said, and then they come to take $20 million to say to the beggars, "Put out your hand," and then come the crumbs. Venezuela will not allow for this fake humanitarian aid show because we beg of nobody. Venezuela's dire situation has fueled a political crisis that has peaked over the last month, with Guaido invoking constitutional powers to declare himself the legitimate interim president. Saudi Arabia says it is still investigating the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi as the U.S. faces a sanctions deadline. AP's Warren Levinson has details.
Saudi Arabia's foreign minister Adel Al-Jubeir says the killing of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi was a mistake, and mistakes happen. But he insists Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman didn't order the murder, and any determination from the United States that he did would be, in his words, putting the cart before the horse. The U.S. is looking at a deadline to sanction Saudi Arabia under the Magnitsky Human Rights Act. U.S. intelligence agencies have concluded the Crown Prince was involved. The New York Times reported this week the prince told an aide year before the killing he would use a bullet on Khashoggi, but the president has been reluctant to assign blame. I'm Warren Levinson.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo provided an update on the investigation into Khashoggi's death to the U.S. Congress on Friday. A State Department spokesman did not offer any details on what Pompeo told lawmakers. President Donald Trump said Friday his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un later this month will be held in Hanoi. On Twitter, the president said his representatives had just left North Korea after what he called a very productive meeting and agreed upon a time and date for the second summit with Kim Jong-un. It will take place in Hanoi on February 27th and 28th. The president added he looked forward to seeing Chairman Kim and advancing the cause of peace. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.